Devor Maha, August Fortigudi, Cave Trela, Lyric FM, Yo Oscar Limni. It's 12 o'clock on Saturday, the 1st of May. This is Ireland's new national music and arts channel, Lyric FM.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome once again. This is the sort of day which makes wearing a hat a rather interesting experience. I hope you're warm and cozy wherever you are.
During the performance, I was rushing up in my monk's cassock. I was rushing up the stairs to my dressing room only to meet a real monk. He stopped dead, his mouth open, clutching his rosary and making a silent sign of the cross because he thought he'd seen the devil.
When I was chatting to you beforehand, we were talking about the building, and you started to talk about the ghost.
Oh, yes.
And it took me a second or two to realise you were deadly serious.
Call it a ghost, poltergeist, what you will, but it is of the factotum of the theatre back in the 20s and early 30s, Johnny Hoy. He was the theatre, and he died in the room above us round about 1931. And ever after that, it is a live factor in the theatre. The last voluntary worker leaving here always has to shout up to the stalls, "Good night, Johnny."
Okay, let's warm up, shall we? First of all, get the bodies sorted out. We should do a stretch.
Every Wednesday night, you'll find about 140 people in the RTE Radio Centre in Donnybrook, making a variety of strange sounds.
Very nice. Blah, 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 blah.
The rhythms themselves are based on the South Indian drum syllables. Tidikitada, tukatidikitada, tukatukatidikitada, tatatatatam, tatatatatatam. And the melodies then go in da 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 dum, ya da 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 dum.
I live alone, and sometimes I find myself singing one of the great songs like Cashel Moon or Slán Cuismhí or The Coolin or Rosindo. And you hear the great airs coming back to you off the walls of your own house. And there are times like when a great song is almost like you can almost pour yourself into the song, and it holds your shape in the way that a bowl would hold water. It keeps your shape for that day.
I think our plan in that sense was to record the things that other people weren't recording.
As a composer, I spend a lot of time by myself, just in my little room with the empty sheets of paper that bit by bit I fill up. There's nothing better, if you're a musician, than getting together with other musicians. And, of course, I love to work with skilled professionals like I do with the Cambridge Singers or the orchestras that I conduct. But I also love to work with amateurs because I have a chance to bring to them something which they may not experience the rest of their time.
Can I give you the email address, please, for World Requests? Now, it's all in lowercase, that is, no capitals in sight. worldrequests.lyricfm@rte.ie.
This is Finian Collins, and I'm a concert pianist. Usually in the concerto situation, you rehearse with the orchestra, you have a run-through normally. This can be fine if the piece is a small, physically not so demanding, like a Mozart concerto, but can be very difficult if it's a heavy piece like Brahms, and it can be very emotionally draining to play a big Brahms or a Tchaikovsky concerto to get through twice in the one day.
Full concert size concert harp has 47 strings. The full range is 6.5 octaves. So the bottom strings are wire, so they're very low and they last for quite a long time. not as loud as you would imagine. Then the middle register, they're made of gut. So
first problem was to try and overcome how to have so many people deliver such a big text. And I thought, probably that the choirs are wonderful, but there's a limit to what they can do in terms of projecting clarity. So I thought it was a good decision to have Paul, the poet, himself read the text, while the choir, while the text is being read, are supporting the text, but they're not trying to deliver the whole thing. And I think that has helped the evolution of the piece a big way.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Paul Herriot on behalf of RTE, the National Concert Hall, Bord na Mona, and of course RTE Lyric FM. It's my very great pleasure to welcome all of you to this, the opening concert of what is a very significant musical event, composing the island, celebrating a century of music in Ireland from 1916 until the present day.
Nowadays, everybody goes too fast.
Do you think so?
I think all the pianists play Chopin too fast and play especially the Prokofiev, and everything is as fast as they possibly can play it.
Why is this? Is it a quest for sensation?
I don't know. They don't always breathe with the music. They don't let the phrase finish. Before the phrase is finished, they start with a new phrase.
Giancarlo Menotti, we live in hope. Thank you for the music. Thank you for all the music.
Thank you
for sharing these few minutes of your 89th birthday with us.
I worked with Renata Scotto and Bob Kettleson, and my favourite was Leila Genscher. She was the one real prima donna that I worked with. I don't know what age she was, but she was probably in her 70s. Just a wonderful character, she really was. She would come in with a train of people carrying all her things, and she would arrive with her hair back combed out 3 feet from her head and pitch black colour. And she would fall into the chair and heave a big sigh and of course start to speak in Italian. And her best line to me was, in my second year, luckily I had Italian by that stage and I was able to understand how witty she was. But she looked at me and she used to call me La Boylan. La Boylan, she'd say. And she looked at me up and down and she asked me to stand up. So I stood up and she looked and she said, sei meno patata quest'anno, è vero? She said, you're less of a potato this year.
I find singing with my eyes closed, if my nose is touching the mic, it gives me that, I know exactly where I am.
Here's the question. Are you content that you have been a writer and are a writer out of all the things you could have been?
Oh, I am terribly content that I found that I was able to write, yeah. Because I never found anything else that I was really able to do.
Is it true that you guys were offered a big record deal?
That is true. It was like 1996 when they still offered deals like that, you know, when they were a possibility.
It's like five albums or something.
Exactly. But it was, you know, it's a terrible deal for the artist, really, particularly when you're a youngster, isn't it? We weren't making very, very sort of commercial music.
Thursday, for heaven's sake, Thursday. Thursday the 25th of April, Marty of the Morning on Lyric FM.
Good morning to you. 3 hours of fantastic music coming up from now till 1 o'clock today.
Welcome on board. Thanks again to Liz. Lorcan Murray checking in. Good afternoon to you and I hope we find you well.
This is RTE Lyric FM, Ireland's national radio platform for classical music. We're broadcasting loud, proud and with so much style from our home base here in beautiful Limerick City. And it's Liz Nolan here on The Full Score. It's a great pleasure to have your company.